This is Aaron Gulbranson of the Tennessee Star in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Michael's going to be back on Monday, so you are stuck with me for the rest of the show and tomorrow. I want to go right to our newsmaker line. We have the national political consultant, and we're going to have to call this segment like A Squared or something because his name is Aaron as well. Aaron Evans of Winning Republican Strategies. Good morning, Aaron. We got Aaron?
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. There we go.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah, great to be on the show today. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for getting up. You don't have to get up quite as early as I do today, but we appreciate it. And of course, real quick, so we talk to political consultants all the time, and the audience knows that I used to be a political consultant for a zillion years, and you and I are good friends, but what exactly does a political consultant do? What is your typical day like so the audience can understand?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's funny because the conception of political consultants from, generally it's when people watch House of Cards or watch Scandal or whatever else they watch on TV and paints a very different picture than what we really do. But I think it's really a great job because we get in the weeds. We help the candidates. We look at, the district. We analyze the data and then really develop custom messaging to help the candidates really connect well with their respective districts. We put out a lot of fires. So obviously the day is full of variety. Normally a typical day is probably hard to define, but we like to just break it down and, we help guide candidates through the campaign process because, a lot of times you have really good candidates who have no political experience, which is actually what we need more of in America. We need more normal people running for office, but then, the political experience is a beast. And so we're here to help them navigate through that process and make sure they're, doing something as simple as filing their paperwork the way they're supposed to so they can be on the ballot, to messaging, to, kind of navigating that journey.
Yeah, I've often likened it to being a cheerleader, a organizational director, sometimes a psychologist, right? And sometimes
very much a counselor throughout the process.
Yes. And my editorial is also sometimes a nanny because the long running joke that I've got, and you've probably heard me say this, is when somebody runs for office, very often they will lose 50 IQ points in all sense of social skills. So a lot of times these political candidates do need to be reminded that they need to be polite to people when the camera is not on. You've been very successful. I know you won a bunch of races recently. Obviously for many, many years at this point, but particularly recently in Georgia and Kentucky. So, and of course, the big thing that we're looking ahead to is November. November is coming, and it looks like the Democrats are going to lose the House and probably the Senate. In these races that you're running, what sort of issues are you talking about with your candidates, and what's the feedback you're getting from what the public and their potential or current constituents are concerned about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple of things that's really really came to light strong during the primary season, especially and as we're cranking up toward the general. I think it actually goes beyond just the Republican base as well, and that one of those facts is, I don't think it can be expressed enough how frustrated people still are. We're kind of back to a very normal pattern of life in the sense of not having mask requirements and not having some of the shutdowns that we experienced in multiple states, but we're still seeing that frustration with voters where any chance they get to vote out, even a seasoned Republican who didn't stand and fight for liberty and stand and fight against government overreach during the COVID stuff. People are energetically showing up at the polls to vote these people out. And I think we're just really seeing that, you know, and then obviously translating over into, you know, the number one issue in any poll right now is inflation. It is Biden's failed economy. And, you know, and I think the bad thing for Democrats and the great thing for Republicans going into November around the country is people are not happy with Biden's America right now. And, you know, they can, and it's amazing because, you know, you hear even people who were somewhat critical of President Trump, they sure miss his economy. And so, you know, I think that's one really strong thing we've got. I mean, I think that you're going to see inflation. And then depending on where you live, you know, crime as well. I mean, a huge indicator for November was this recall that just happened in San Francisco. I mean, you literally, you know, this progressive literally ran as a, quote, you know, progressive prosecutor. His whole platform that he got elected on in San Francisco was basically gumming up the judicial process and, you know, being anti-law enforcement and one of Soros's handpicked guys. He just got recalled in San Francisco, and by Democrats, because their city's going to hell so fast, they're just sick of it. So between crime and between inflation, you know, I think just some really strong things for Republicans to message on going into November.
How do we get to the point where, because it really is, it's a binary choice at this point. The Democrats have made clear that when you go with them, Democrat control of anything, whether it's a city, Congress, White House, equals higher gas prices, increased crime, and all sorts of bad things. When Republicans are in control, gas prices go down, crime goes down. How can we get to cutting through all of the noise, which is obviously, you know, the job of a political consultant, right? How do we do that for the long term rather than or attempt to do that, right? And get to the policy arguments rather than, you know, all the other fluff that surrounds.
Yeah, and I think that's the million-dollar question. And honestly, it is really hard because I think, you know, what I tell our clients all the time is, you know, in campaign world, it's not that we're just competing against the Democrat or against the primary opponent or whoever it is we're running against at the time. You know, I mean, we live in a fast-paced, busy world. People are just overwhelmed with a barrage of media, of advertisements. I mean, you know, it's everything from major, you know, major sports to, you know, food advertisements. That, you know, all this other stuff you got to cut through, and that's always been the case. But it's just everybody's bombarded from the moment they wake up, pick up their phone. And so, you know, and I think it is, and that's one of the big challenges we have is, you know, you really do have to figure out ways to take really complex policy positions and issues. And honestly, I think this was one of the areas that President Trump really excelled in was, you know, was distilling that down into bite-sized things people really can get fired up about, understand. And I think what we've realized is, you know, you ultimately have to just create that contrast, create that distinction. And most people don't have the bandwidth or the interest in the exact weeds of the policy as long as they know the overall direction of it. And you know, that's not, I wouldn't say, a healthy thing for democracy or our republic. We do need a more informed electorate. But at the same time, I think from the campaign perspective, it's really just letting people know, hey, here's the contrast. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what they're doing, and then really earning the trust of the populace. Because if they know they can trust you with the details, and they can get behind the direction, I mean, that alone is a huge contrast right now with the Democrats, because they, I mean, the overall direction itself is a total, you know, nightmare, and people are waking up to that. I mean, even down to some of the polling numbers I've recently seen, even with Hispanics, I mean, like, it was like under 30% that were even remotely pleased with Biden.
Aaron, I've seen that too. We're running out of time shortly, but I do wanted to give you an opportunity. So how do people get a hold of you? if they want to hire you to run their campaign and get them elected.
Yeah, I would love to chat with anyone, any Republican that we can help with their winning journey. So our website is wrspolitical.com. Again, wrspolitical.com. And then you can also call us at our office line at 844-WRS-WINS. That's Winning Republican Strategies, our firm. But yeah, we'd love to chat with anyone that we can help get rid of some more Democrats.
This has been Aaron Evans talking with us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Aaron is a renowned national political consultant. Appreciate your time, Aaron, from getting up so early in the morning. I am Aaron Squared Gulbranson today, in for Michael Patrick Leahy, and we'll see you in the next segment. Thanks, Aaron.